It's the Breakfast Bus with Alana and Nika.
On the new Camel at 107.9.
I'm very excited to be here. January 27th, the Royal Rumble is coming to Phoenix at Chase Field. How awesome is that?
Gosh.
On sale tomorrow.
The first time at a baseball stadium I thought was a huge deal because I grew up playing baseball and I grew up loving wrestling. So
fantastic.
Holy.
You're covered. This is you booked all this?
I did it all.
And to see the Royal Rumble at Chase is going to be incredible. All those fans just kind of looking down. I'm assuming like the ring's going to be at center field and you could just
right around second base.
Yeah.
That's going to be an unreal. Like the crowd's going to be hot. It's going to be huge. All those surprises. People from the past, superstars of now, everybody shows up because that's the way to WrestleMania is getting through the Royal Rumble.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. It's kind of like, you know, the preliminaries to the craziness.
Yeah, let everyone know who's got it going on right now.
All right, so Dolph, where are you in the rankings of the WWE right now?
I would say...
And you can be generous. We're totally fine with
that. I would never be generous. But no, I am a multiple-time champion. I look like $1 million, and I'm still very humble. So I would never go above and beyond to describe myself. But I think I'm doing pretty great. I'm one half of the tag team champions. Myself, Drew McIntyre, and Braun Strowman just beat up the Shield, everyone's beloved three-team guys who are out for themselves for the last 5 years, and we pretend that they're just here for everybody else. But we've done everything we can do right now, and we are at the top of our game. We're on the top of the show. We're in the main events of Monday Night Raw, and of course, looking forward to the Royal Rumble.
Where do you keep your belts, your championship belts?
I brought it here in a secret little pouch.
You did.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You can see it.
It's sitting on the other side of that screen.
Really?
I'm going to let you unravel it. Much like the big reveal of,
what?
You know, Royal Rumble.
I thought he was bringing in a gym bag.
Yeah, I thought I was going to bring
in a... You can't just touch the...
It's heavy.
Well, you have to sign a waiver, but yeah, that's fine.
Oh, my God.
There is not a snake in this bag. There will be...
Get out of town, Nico.
I said one half of the tag team champions. I thought it was a very... I mean, it is kind of a snake skin.
Oh, my
gosh.
This is fantastic. Right here. Big championship. I'll let you guys touch it if you want.
That is the coolest.
Just so you know, it's bad luck. You might not win it now.
Oh, gosh. Well, damn it. My dreams are crushed. Dude, feel how heavy this is.
Dude. And it's got the Spartan helmet on it, too?
This is the real deal, man. One half of the tag champs. Two superstars beating each other up and everybody else.
That's pretty awesome.
My father would be in awe by this. He is originally from Greece. And
oh, no way.
And he will remind you that the movie 300 was about his ancestors. Nico, those are my family. That's amazing, dude. This is so cool.
This is so cool.
I like it because it's cool. Like, the other one's just glitz and glamoury and... Kind of obnoxious, if you ask me.
But. Which is fine. Sometimes it's the business of show at times. But this
Absolutely.
Is also, it is a very rugged, tough Spartan helmet. This is, you fight for these. Yeah,
yes.
We defend them every chance we get. That all makes sense.
Oh, all right. So tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., the tickets are going on sale.
Ticketmaster, it's all going down at Chase Field, man. It's going to be huge.
They're going to sell out.
It's going to be unreal. That crowd's going to be awesome anyway. But just the fact that it's at the baseball stadium... Everybody's going to have a blast. Outdoor. It's just like an extra special feel to it. Like whether you're going to the ring or sitting in the stands, it's going to be awesome.
It's a great time of year in Phoenix, too. So January 27th, Royal Rumble is going down to Chase Field. Dolph Ziggler, do you guys figure out who's actually performing in that matchup?
Usually you find out whether there's preliminary matches or you try and fight your way in. Sometimes, you know, it's WWE, anything could happen. One Monday, someone goes, that's it, you're in or you're out, and you find out. But usually you fight your way in, or if you're doing pretty great, you know, for like the last 13 years in a row, no big deal. You find a way to get into that match one way or another because you know what's on the line. Main eventing WrestleMania is on the line that night. That's what makes it so special.
Defend the tag team championship.
Yeah. Who knows? I might have a couple other championships by then, too. I'll maybe defend them all. Who knows?
So who's the number one contender to the tag team championship?
That's a great question. We've gone against the Revival. We beat the B team for them. We've been fighting with the Shield, very much so. So who knows?
Right.
Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins could be on there. Or it could be anybody. Because... WWE has rosters and rosters of awesome main event talent, and they sometimes, it's such an awesome show that they don't make it on, they don't make it into a match, and one of these times, someone's going to show up and maybe take us to the limit, and we'll see what happens. I'm really good, and I'm not afraid to say that. So I'm always prepared for every possible opponent. So
listen, January 27th, the Breakfast Buzz is going to be taking you on for the Tag Team Championship of the World.
Say it like you mean it.
The Breakfast Buzz will be taking you on January 27th, Royal Rumble here in Phoenix.
Yes.
I appreciate that. Why did you put that out there?
No.
You got to shoot your shot, as my dad would always say.
Well, now we'll just get some blood work done. We'll get you guys to sign some paperwork. Yeah, so start training. I'm not kidding around. If I have to come here and find you guys, I will. I know the address now.
I love it. Dolph, thanks so much for coming in.
You got it. See you guys January 27th.
Listen to The Breakfast Buzz weekdays starting at 5:30.
I love it.
On the new Camel at 107.9.